Welcome back to Make It Sound Fiction. This is episode 15, and we are the podcast that every week picks apart pop culture and media that we like. No take backs. I'm your host, Nico, and I'm joined here every week with my co-host,
Tyler.
And we had a very deep discussion before the podcast actually started recording about how much, how negative this week was.
Yeah, it was it was kind of a weird week, and then it was just like a little vacant of tons of things, but also just the things that did happen weren't very positive. Yeah. I don't know.
And I feel bad. I feel bad for the audience because I know that not everybody wants to wake up and listen to a podcast where we're negative or angry or things like that. But a lot of shitty stuff happens in even just the media sphere. And it's also like, I think one of the bigger problems that we have alongside of like dealing with negativity too is just like we both have very different habits in terms of like media consumption, which makes us falling onto common topics a little bit difficult sometimes.
Yeah. They end up being like games.
Yeah, because
like the other week it was like woodworking videos, which was kind of funny because I didn't watch the woodworking videos because you did, even though you were the first one. I just do that, but that just happened to be the same thing. I don't know. It's funny how that one worked. Yeah,
we have a lot of things that we like in common, like, you know, David Fincher films and certain kinds of like storytelling, things of that. But as we kind of found out this week, we have very different like media consumption habits, I think.
Yeah, in terms of just stuff to do when you're not doing your major things or like
job stuff, right? Yeah, like, job or yeah. You know, because we play Overwatch every night for the most part, and we also play World of Warcraft a lot.
But there's just often not really anything notable, and we also don't want to talk about Overwatch
every
week. Yeah,
exactly.
So.
But here's the thing is, like, I think one of the things that kind of really has a big impact on this, too, is for people who do not know, I am a lot older than Tyler.
Yeah.
Tyler is 20, you're 25, I think, and yeah. I'm 36. Yes. And I think it's become very clear to me that, like, especially because we do hang out and play Overwatch with a 15-year-old, the way that she interacts with media, the way that Tyler interacts with me, the way I interact with media is so different. Like, and I...
Yeah.
I don't think...
But it's probably where it's like, I'm closer to her than you are to her.
In some ways, yes.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because I think you're kind of, like, dead in the middle of the two of us for the most part.
Yeah.
But it's like, so I never really got into YouTube, watching YouTube videos until, like, a couple years ago, and I still don't watch a lot of them. I don't watch a lot of Twitch streams. I don't watch things in a really passive way in terms of like, I never watch things with things on in the background. Like that doesn't really happen. I mean, occasionally I have like a stream going on my laptop, but I can't actually listen to it. I literally don't have the setup to do the like, do something on the computer, watch something on the television, because my television is literally behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do that. I don't have two monitors, so I can't do that.
Yeah, I have two monitors now, so that's what I've been doing, is like playing something on the right while I'm playing something on the left. Like playing a game on my main and then watching something on the right.
I can't do that. I've never had that set up, and so I tend to do things in between other things. Now, I stop and start a lot of stuff, for sure, but I think the thing that we kind of came up with is that I watch a lot of television and movies, and Tyler watches a lot of YouTube videos and Twitch streams.
Yeah.
Which makes trying to talk about the same things really difficult, because I will blow through an entire season of a television show in 2 or 3 days, and then like Tyler won't watch it because, you know, I didn't even tell him I was watching it, so it's, you know, hard to have a conversation about it.
Because you're like going through things every day almost. So it's like I never know what you're watching today.
Yeah, because I made a list.
I mean, same thing with me, but like it's funny because you watch shows that would theoretically be like longer in general than like a one YouTube video, but yeah, you just go through them. So
Yeah, but I also don't watch streams, so that's kind of like, if you watch a stream...
Yeah, I never... The weird thing is, I watch streams mostly just because I want to know, like, what the heck is with this new game or whatever, because I'm sort of curious, like, what is even the, like, point or why people were interested in it. I haven't done that with, like, Fortnite, really, but, like, I watched, like, a stream yesterday of... Not very long, though, that's the thing. I only watched, like, 20 minutes of, like, people playing the Blackout... like Call of Duty Battle Royale thing, because I just wanted to see what the heck that was. That's usually my thing, is like, what is this? And then I just watch it, and then I feel like I learned what it is, and then I'm done.
See, I don't care to watch people watch. It's really funny. I generally don't need or care to know about what's up with a new game, because I think that's the thing, is like, I'm just not a gamer in the same way that like you're a gamer in a lot of ways, because you did games journalism a lot more than I, like, news stuff.
Yeah, some of this is like ingrained because I had to write about this stuff for a while because I wrote like news. Yeah. So I needed to vaguely know what the heck was up with like the new game.
And I don't ever do without that, having to play it. Ever.
Yeah, which is, but I don't even do that now. Yeah. Like, I don't write about Black Ops or whatever, but it's just I guess it's just part of my interest is,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm just used to looking at things.
Yeah.
Because that's why I listen to podcasts, too, sometimes. It's just like, I want to know what this thing is about, which you get from podcasts.
Yeah, I absolutely do. I listen to so many podcasts. Well, I used to listen to more because I had a longer, like, I did an office job, and I'm in an office job now, but I took 2 months off from listening to podcasts because I can't listen to podcasts at home because I'm typically doing things that sort of take my attention away. I can only listen to podcasts if I'm doing things that don't require my 100% like audible focus, because I have an auditory processing disorder.
Yeah, you couldn't listen to a podcast like while playing over.
Absolutely not. Not 100%. Couldn't do it. I can do it during like playing Diablo 3, but that's about it.
Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts. That's how I get through my work day. But it's funny because, like, gosh, talking about podcasts on a podcast is a little bit meta, not in a way that I like. So
it's also, it's like talking about a conversation that you overheard, or it just doesn't work.
It doesn't really work. And it
versus like something visual.
Versus something visual. Yeah.
It depends, I guess.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, I think a good medium would be like a good, like a compromise would be like, make Nico watch more Twitch streams and YouTube videos and make Tyler finish a TV series once in a while.
I would be okay. I'm open to like watching stuff more that is like on Netflix and stuff. I usually get overwhelmed looking at Netflix, so I just don't pick anything.
Well, okay. So I guess maybe this would be a good point to like maybe ask people that listen to the podcast like what you would suggest. But like, let's get a basis. Like what are the kinds of things that you would want to watch out of like a TV show or a movie? Like, what are the kinds of things that you're looking for?
I don't know. So that's the thing, is I just don't know if I've seen enough to like have like specific ideas coming to my brain at this moment that I'm like, ooh, yeah, I want a show like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff I have liked is, I don't know. Like, I don't usually. I don't know. I'm trying to like even pin it down to like a genre, but is there really a genre? Because saying drama is really vague.
No, it's not vague. I mean, that is a genre. You like sad stuff.
Yeah.
But
what does that mean? Like, see, that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. Like, because I watched all of Breaking Bad.
Okay.
That was long. I watched all of that. I don't know if I'd like it as much now, because it's been a while, but I did really like getting into that, and like I listened to podcasts along that. I also I watched like most of Mad Men, and then I think I skipped like the second to last season, but then watched the last season, which is very sad, and I liked that. I don't know if I super like Mad Men though either. That's been a long time. an example of a show that I just don't like at all now is like The Walking Dead. I got completely tired of, and I just gave up on it. Because I thought it was really boring. Like, I don't really like zombies a ton already.
Yeah.
And, like, when that show just sort of kept doing the same thing, I was like, I'm bored of this. I don't care about it anymore. Same thing with, like, House of Cards. I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, I don't like it
now. Yeah, I gave up.
I super don't like it now, but, like, even the new teasers and stuff, like, I like, I forgot her name. What is her name?
Robin Wright. Robin Wright? Yes.
Robin Wright. I like Robin Wright, but I don't know if I really care about that show.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I get into dramas, long form dramas too, but a lot of times with doing the like binge watching is like I will get halfway through a season and then something else will catch my eye and then I'll just lose all my steam for like that's
oh and then you just go on to something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, that's I like didn't finish Americans, although I think you would like Americans.
Everybody says that's really
it's
good.
It's really good. I need to pick it up because I heard the like season finale for everything because it finally went off the air after like 6 or 7
yeah.
seasons. I heard the season finale is really good and I'm sort of midway through the second season, I think. So I think I do want to go back and finish it, but
yeah,
I think
maybe that, I don't know. Like I was proud of myself that I actually watched all of Steven Universe. Cause I kind of thought I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Like I thought I would like get halfway through it and be like, I don't know. I'm kind of done. Cause I did get halfway through it and kind of like took a little bit of a break, but I did finish it.
You need to finish Dragon Prince so we can talk about it for sure.
Yeah.
I also think, man, I think a show that both of us would like that I've been meaning to watch is The Leftovers.
I watched the first episode of that and I wasn't super into it, but it's only the first episode, so I guess who knows. But I don't know if I always really like J.J. Abrams, and I know that's not, he was only the beginning.
Yeah,
right?
He was
like,
only the beginning. Producer. And
but sometimes his like base ideas, I don't like the base concept. Because I did watch all of Lost as well.
See, I never got into Lost because, again, I don't really... Like, when I was watching Castle Rock pretty religiously, both of us were.
Yeah.
And then
Castle Rock got... I just kind of... I don't have no desire to, like, go back to Castle Rock, though. Is a
but
problem.
The latest episode starts playing around with timeline stuff, and I'm like, no, don't care, hate timeline.
And it's an
stuff.
Anthology series. I heard, I'm not 100%, I never like looked it up if that's true, but I heard on a podcast that it was anthology, which is weird from what you've talked about, but okay. I don't know. I don't know, something about Castle Rock maybe just moved too slowly. Like I just lose my, like you say, like lose your steam. Like I just didn't, I don't really care about going back.
I think that that's okay.
Same thing with Westworld.
Okay. With what? Westworld? Yeah.
I keep wanting to go back, but I keep not.
I watched the first season, and then I just didn't have the heart to go back for season two.
Yeah.
I
think if you cared more, you might be semi-interested in what season two was doing, but I could also
It's also hard caring, because so. I had to get rid of my HBO subscription, too.
Oh, okay.
I had to tighten the belt on a lot of subscriptions, and so HBO... went.
We also just don't talk about TV shows that much, surprisingly. Like this is like the second conversation
we should though, because I watch so much TV,
but I don't watch that many, so I always feel like I'm just asking you questions, which is fine, but
well, that's how the dark a lot of that's how the Dark Souls conversation was.
Yeah, but we don't have a million Dark Souls conversations.
You wish we would.
People probably believe
you wish we would have the dark
we should. Let me erase one of these topics and just put Dark Souls 2, because we never talked about Majula.
But I mean, like, I wouldn't mind talking about TV shows and stuff that I watched, even if you didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, like, let us know what you think. You're the people that listen.
I mean, I would totally take, like, almost like an assignment to, like, I know we didn't want to do that with this podcast, to have, like, assignments to watch things. But, like, if you just told me something to watch, I probably would just watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it's not that you haven't done that, but like if we actually committed to that.
I should let you know what exactly I am watching for BNA, because man, I watch so much stuff. I watch so much.
But see, that's interesting, because on the flip side, if I were to tell you I was watching a Twitch stream, one, it would be random because I watch random Twitch streams. And then also, I don't know if it's really notable to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, it has to.
You know, that's the hard part about like YouTube and Twitch streams, is a lot of times that there's not really anything to say.
Yeah, I mean that's why I get very purposeful with something. Is I keep lists in Google Keep of whenever I see a trailer or hear about it on a podcast or see my friends talking about something on Twitter, and it looks like something I'd be interested in, I put it on my movies I want to watch list and shows I want to check out list. And sometimes I'll just watch something random. Like this week I was like, oh yeah, I never watched the last season of American Horror Story, and I know that I want to watch the upcoming one, and even though it's an anthology, maybe I should watch the last one. And so I just blew through the entire season of American Horror Story Cult.
That's, you just reminded me of a show I wanted to see too that people said I'd like.
What
was
is
Fargo?
Was Fargo? I started that. I started that, and I, because I liked the movie, and the show actually seems to be sort of keeping in that
people
tradition.
People like love that's anthology. I forgot. I don't. Remember.
I don't think it's anthology in quite the same way. I think it just it's slightly different characters in the same time and location. Maybe we should watch Fargo. Maybe we should do that.
Yeah, I don't even know what Fargo is on. like, I don't even know how it
works. It's on Showtime, but you can get it through Amazon Prime subscription.
Oh, I have Showtime now.
You do?
From Spotify. Yeah, Spotify gives me Showtime.
How?
It's a part of like the student deal. It gives you Showtime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll look into that. Maybe we'll figure out something. Yeah. That way. I watch so much prestige television for sure. I watch so many films. Like, so if you have any suggestions.
I watched Spider-Man 3 the other day.
I still haven't seen that because I hated Spider-Man 2.
You haven't seen it?
No.
You hated Spider-Man 2?
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm surprised. A lot of people like Spider-Man 2.
I think they're so corny.
I mean, yeah. They are. Spider-Man 3 is really corny. It's not good. I don't think it's super bad, but I don't think it's good. I was only watching it because I was playing the game. But
yeah, you also...
Because I just wanted to see more Spider-Man.
You just want... I think it should...
Oh, yeah, I guess... But you didn't play... You're not playing the Spider-Man
game, no, I am
game,
not
so,
playing the Spider-Man game, no. But we both saw Spider-Man Homecoming. I know that. And we had like a really good conversation about that. Because you're a big Spider-Man fan. As it were.
Yeah. I feel like I'm a fake Spider-Man fan.
There are no real and fake fans.
I only feel like I'm fake because you haven't read I don't read any
comics.
Of the comics or anything.
Comics
like,
are such an investment.
Anything.
It's okay. It's okay. But
I don't know any, like, I only watch, like, the movies and I just like the character.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's fine. Whatever. Yeah.
I mean, I know that's still, it's not like a fake fan, but it's just, I feel like I don't have a lot of knowledge about Spider-Man. I just like the character.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, if you have any suggestions for things that you would think we would like.
I don't mean things, too, because she's making fun of me that I don't watch any Halloween stuff.
I forgot we have to have a conversation about
that. I shouldn't have mentioned this.
But, okay, so Tyler has never seen Hocus Pocus, okay?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
no, I don't. Well, do I have to
yes,
have seen
do.
It?
Yes, you do. When October starts officially... I'm going to make us watch something Halloween related every single week.
Oh, God.
It's going to be amazing.
I'm going on vacation.
Where?
On October 1st.
Where?
To Canada.
Okay.
Obviously.
Have fun in Canada.
Yeah.
They have Halloween there too, Tyler.
Crap. Dang.
Anyway, yeah, if you have any suggestions of TV shows, movies that you think that me and Tyler would like... send them to our Twitter.
Even though I think Nico would think Costume Quest is cute.
I would think that, and I think we're going to try and stream that.
Yeah.
So, you should keep an eye out on that, but, like...
Yeah, because, like, okay, I like a lot of Halloween episodes of things sometimes, like, that I've seen.
Uh-huh.
But they're not... but like
you need to
I just have
you need to
I don't like horror the big part about this is I don't like a lot of horror movies so I just I'm not somebody that like watches a bunch of horror movies for October
I don't like horror movies but there are a lot of good things that are not horror that are like Hocus Pocus, The Worst Witch, things about
witches.
I think
it's popular to watch a bunch of like like slasher films.
I don't
want to
watch
I just can't do
slasher films. I don't want to do that. I'm not really interested.
I liked the it would be interesting to go back to the first Saw. Because I still feel like that movie was really interesting.
I never saw that movie.
It also could be really bad. I don't know.
I never saw that
movie. Yeah. That movie was like almost like an indie film, if I remember right. It had a really tiny budget, but it was like, it was kind of, I think now, nobody's described it this, but I wonder if you could almost describe it as sort of like the way Nolan like makes his films like puzzles. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that maybe is that movie a little bit. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's too bad Christopher Nolan's puzzles are uninteresting.
Yeah, they're uninteresting. What are you talking about? Whatever that space movie was totally really
I wanted to fall asleep during that.
It's about love, though.
It's how much Christopher Nolan loves himself.
The bookcase, you know? Like, you're in the bookcase. The books.
Anyway, if you do have any suggestions, just let us know. You can send it to us on Twitter, our email.
I'll watch things as long as they're not bad.
Anyway, so on to the things that actually bothered us this week.
Yeah, Dark Souls 2. You know, I think there's a lot about Dark Souls 2 that bothered me.
You're talking about Artifact, which is a card game that is coming.
It's a Dota card
game. Dota card game. So
not that Dota, the other one, Dota 2.
The other Dota 2. So
it's not an acronym. That is still the funniest thing to me. I don't know.
So wait, what's the difference between Dota and Dota 2?
Because Dota was is Defense, of the,
Defense
Ancients,
of the Ancients,
right?
It was a Warcraft 3, yeah, that basically
but
spawned all MOBAs.
I think it's hilarious
yeah.
that Dota 2 is just Dota with lowercase, like, OTA, because it's not an acronym. It's just the word, it's some made-up term, Dota.
Yeah, just...
That's how they treat it. They don't say it's, like, Defense of the Ancients. They're just like, no, it's called Dota. It's just D-O-T-A. It's just a word we came up with, essentially.
That we totally came
up
with.
While winking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
I just think it's hilarious that it's not an acronym. That's just funny.
Yeah, or the, like, the characters in the game are, like, Lich.
Yeah,
totally
I mean, it also just
totally...
completely steals yeah. from... Like, that part is definitely,
Dark
like,
Ranger.
Egregious. And, yeah. But I just think it's just so funny that it's like, Dota's not a word. You can't just call that, like, it clearly was an acronym that you just lowercased. Like, you that doesn't...
So
you can't do that.
Here's the thing that's weird to me. It's just, like, there's so many game companies that are like, we have this, like, popular MOBA slash other game. Let's just make a card game. Because people really like Hearthstone and Magic the Gathering. There's so yeah. many like game companies looking for the next thing, and I feel like card games and battle royales are the two like paths that you can
card
pick.
Games, I mean, the cynical way is card games are just a lot of ways to get money.
Yeah, basically.
Because that's the whole point.
Yeah. Is
like, you know,
card acquisition.
Yeah, the card acquisition, buying cards is just like deeply embedded in that genre.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to like a MOBA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, yes, like champions and stuff, but like a lot of MOBAs have come out too that like you don't pay for them and stuff. Like, I mean, Dota, you don't pay for the
you
champions.
Pay for the skins and the cosmetics.
Yeah.
And
so it's like, I think the card thing, the other thing about cards games is you can play them on like every single thing too.
Yeah. They're,
you know,
low resource and,
yeah.
But
you're right. It is funny. That
it is funny.
People are doing that. Yeah.
Like Ghent came
anyway,
out.
Artifact's in beta, I think, too. Mm-hmm. It's like it's coming out pretty soon, I would assume.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
The big thing that we noticed, though, was that Valve basically was like, well, we're not going to have moderated match chat.
That's so stupid.
I mean, match chat is between two players, for sure. It's only two players.
Yeah, two players.
For a match.
And they said it's unmoderated and like, what was the other one? It's like unfiltered. Too.
Unfiltered.
So like somebody, you could just say whatever. There's no filtered words.
Because they feel that when a person becomes observed by a third party or second party or whatever, that people have more of a proclivity to act up, but also don't realize that that other person on the other side of the match is not a third party, like a second party, because they are. And that's like they completely missed why people act out is like if there is another human being that could possibly read the words that you were writing, there is always a propensity for being a shithead.
Yeah, because they said if there's not multiple people won't say things because it's not like they're trying to like do it for an audience.
Yeah.
So they won't say anything like that. But that's so not true.
But there's an audience. It's the other player.
Yeah.
And that's...
Yeah.
Like... And it's...
But I just don't think, like... Also, yes, the audience is the other player. But then also, like, it's a competitive game. So they're, you know, people... Like, one of them is going to win.
Yeah.
And people want to, like, talk about that in different ways that are mean.
Yeah, because inherently so much of competitive gaming spaces have relied on using extremely masculinized psychological tactics of like, I need to demoralize the other player. I need to completely demolish them. I need to insult them on some level. I need to puff up my own skills. So it's like, how do you come into the card game space and see what things like Hearthstone were doing? And Hearthstone won't even let you type. There is no chat.
Yeah, it's just like emotes or something, right?
It's just emotes. Pre-selected emotes.
And they even got rid of some of them.
Yeah, they even got rid of some of them because people still abuse them. to be snarky or whatever. And then say, you have to deeply believe in the, like, libertarian idea that, like, censorship on all levels is somehow bad, or, you know, like, filtering things is bad.
I think this is really funny when you look at, like, Rainbow Six.
Oh, like, Rainbow Six.
Whatever. Because that game will even tell the entire people in the lobby, like, hey, this person was racist and they're banned. They're out of the chat now. Like, that's why.
I wish I liked Rainbow Six. I wish I liked military shooters.
People were so into that game, like all the different characters, but also that game's like moderation, it just seems amazing. Like, I love how there's like barely a warning system from what I can tell.
Yeah.
Like, if you just say something in chat, they're like, yeah, bye.
Bye, you're banned, and we're gonna tell you're everybody done. That you're a racist. Like,
you you accepted the like probably terms of service or whatever for this, like the rules, and you broke them. Bye.
So it's like, so we have these two extremes of like where Artifact wants to be this like unmoderated, and it's not even unmoderated. It's like it's unmoderated, and they're not even going to have like GMs, I don't think. They're not even going to have
people. Yeah, I don't think they're going to have, like, logs. I don't know if they have to have logs of it. Mm-hmm. Is that, like, a weird
thing
you have to have? I don't know, but it sounds like they are just completely hands-off. Like, whatever happens in the game is what happens.
Which is not surprising, given how hands-off they've been about Steam moderation.
Yeah, for Valve, it's not surprising at
Absolutely
all.
Not. Yeah. That's their day-to-day ideology.
But also, for me, like, I think I told you, like, I mean, I'm not going to probably play Artifact anyway, but, like, now I'm almost, like, afraid to play.
Yeah.
Which is a weird feeling to be like, oh, I'm just like, it's a completely unsafe place to play Artifact against another person.
Yeah, like
anything could happen in there.
Like, you mentioned that to me, like, right off the bat. This is the reason that it came up, is we were like, you know, you were like, I'm never going to play Artifact. I wanted to check it out, and I just don't feel safe. Like, I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that that's a real concern, because, like, Rainbow Six is on the other end of the spectrum. Like, I wish that I liked Rainbow Six as a game, because I love that.
That sounds funny.
Oh, like, man, I would love a moderation system like that for say, Overwatch, the game we do play that does have match chat, because Overwatch isn't quite as bad as Valve, but it has a lot of problems that I know so many people in our Discord, on our Twitter, that are just like, I can't play competitive. I can't play this, I can't play that, because people are so toxic. And Blizzard has been making steps to combat that with, you know, reporting and avoiding and
endorsement system. You won't get it if you're probably mean in chat.
Yeah,
but who knows also, but yeah.
But, well, tell everybody what you've been doing lately, though.
In Overwatch, there's, like, match chat and team chat. So, obviously, team chat is just, like, your team, and then match chat's all 12 players. And I just mute it every game. Every time every session we play, I just immediately mute match chat, because the enemy players, and even sometimes our players, they never say anything that I like that matters. Like, sometimes, like, people will definitely be like, nice job, enemy mercy, or whatever, you know? And sometimes I want to be like, wow, the enemy Ana was really good. And the only way I can tell her that is match chat, or like if I added her, I guess. But like, there are so many times, especially for me, where it's like, you know, the comments about like my rank or my platinum border or whatever. And then also, or people just being mad or like saying they have all golds or whatever. Like, it's just not worth my like mental capacity. Like, I'd rather just focus on the game. And if anybody on my team has anything to say, sure, I'll read it. But like, it just sticks with me too much, which is a more of a personal thing, I know, because I think you don't have that issue. But like, this is why I don't really like read like YouTube comments on my YouTube videos, because like the one bad comment will definitely stick with me. So when there's like one bad comment in match chat, that will just ruin my game usually. So even if it's something that I don't even like that's so stupid, it's like, how could you believe it, you know? But it's such a like exercise in trying to figure out like what the person's trying to say. Like, I can't believe they're that stupid to like think that my level means I'm really, really good or whatever, or whatever, you know, like, all these different things. It's just like, it has just been nice to be like, I don't even have to engage at all with any of these comments every day. Like, I feel like it's like, I don't know, it almost feels like I have a clearer mind now lately when we've been playing, because it just feels like I can just play the game and I don't have to worry about people as much, which is weird because it's a multiplayer game and it has like these social like ability, like things you can do. And I can't anymore. I don't know. Like, it doesn't end up being very good. So I can't be in match chat anymore, and it makes me like the game more lately, which is just, I feel like that's sad, but also whatever, I guess.
It's,
I don't know.
It's not sad if something is making your well-being worse, you have to take proactive steps to fix that thing. And it's very rare that you even get the opportunity to do that. It just sucks that you have to do that in the game, and there's not more granular ways of doing that that don't also just completely strip certain things out of the game. But if that's what you got to do, that's what you got to do. I mean, like,
I mean, you've been muting it too pretty frequently,
yeah, because I have a pretty thick skin. Let's be clear. I have a pretty thick skin because I have seen people, I have been party to people saying some absolutely ungodly awful things to me online.
You're a woman on the internet.
I'm a woman on the internet. Let me tell you, I have seen things that would make people have massive issues, and I have massive issues. I have anxiety issues. Yeah. I have, you know, I have PTSD. It happens. I have pretty thick skin. But it's so easy that you can just get rattled sometimes. I can get rattled sometimes, and it completely takes me out of a game. Last night, good example.
Forgot
to turn off match chat, but things had been fine up until that point. And then,
yeah, that's the thing, is it can be fine, and then it's just randomly a message in match chat.
Yeah. We, you know, start playing on Dorado. For no reason, I had not said anything in match chat. I don't typically get toxic in match chat.
We weren't even losing the game.
The game hadn't even started.
Oh, was it? It was before it even started?
Before the game even started. Okay. And so some...
I had match chat muted, so I didn't see it.
Yeah, so... So we're getting ready to play, and this person in match chat said apple cider. And most of the time when people say my name in match chat, it's because they want to say that they like apple cider, that they think it's tasty or whatever. And sometimes that goes very disgusting places very quickly. So thanks, Overwatch community, for being a bunch of horny perverts. But like, somebody said apple cider. I said, what? And they said, I like to eat ass. And I'm like, okay, cool, thanks, I guess. And then it kind of, you know, we started playing kind of, they kept like just sort of saying random weird stuff, and they were like, do you want to like eat my ass? And I'm like, no, and I just ignore it. And then their friend that they're grouped up with was like, well, do you want it or not? And then made it look like they did this thing where they like spaced the message below theirs to make it look like I had said that. Yeah,
like,
I totally,
with brackets, I assume, to look like apple cider said.
Yeah, said.
Whatever.
And that to like, you know, do you, oh, yeah, I totally want somebody to eat my ass or whatever. And I know that that's not a big deal, but I've had experiences like my stalker actually impersonated me for 3 days in like global chat in World of Warcraft before he was banned. He had a name that was extremely similar to mine. He sat in trade chat for 3 days straight, saying that, you know, like pretending to be me. And, like, requesting some extremely foul things. And so I have, like, a thing about that, about being impersonated. And so just a second I saw that message, like, my heart skipped a beat. And I got really confused. I didn't say that. Like, I got really panicked. And, like, that was the rest of the game. I just couldn't focus the rest of the game. We lost. You know, I tried to keep it together. I, you know, blocked both of them. I reported both of them. I turned off match chat. But it's like, that was the whole intent. The whole intent was to just say something stupid and get under my skin, you know?
I feel like there's just like this, it's almost like the level of like, I don't know, something about the mixture of the competitive game and like the skill and the focus. It almost is like it makes like the layer thinner to get to like your
weak spots.
Like your weak spots. Yeah, because it just seems like, even if it's something that, like, if you weren't playing the game and somebody said, like, you suck, you'd be like, okay, I suck. But if like, in the game, it's just like, oh, I don't know, maybe they're right.
You're
like,
already amped up.
Yeah, like, maybe that's why we're losing, or maybe that's why I just died to that Hanzo that shot me and said I suck or something, you know what I mean?
And it's
just, like, and it just eats away sometimes, and it
I also think we're two people that also have mental health issues too, so it's a lot easier. So it's like, but
still, it's just like, I, you know, like if you have these issues too, like I just muting match chat, just it just goes away and you don't ever, it just doesn't happen. I mean, obviously people can still say stuff in team chat, but I don't know. It just feels like it's, I'm just like free of having to just deal with that at all. Like it actually sort of changed the game a little bit for me.
I think that's a good, it's a really smart idea. It just sucks that like the entire Overwatch community is so infatigably shitty that like that's a thing. But it's like, it's something I've even seen Overwatch League pros talk about why they teabag, about why they trash talk, is like, oh, you get inside that person's head and you fuck them up. So it's not about skill meeting skill. It's about, I'm going to use psychological tactics.
They had to disable match chat in Overwatch League because people were doing that in the first stage.
Wow. Okay. So even the people at the top of the game.
Somebody said on the stream, like that their people were making fun of each other and they had to disable it.
Cool.
So, I love
it. Yeah, so good times. I mean, like, it basically behooves, I think, any game that has more than one person playing it at a time to really think about what they're inviting into their game space and their community with not having moderation, with not having granular control, with not having good reporting features, with not having good banning procedures. Like,
putting your resources towards that stuff, because like I'm pretty sure Rainbow Six, from what I've heard, I could be wrong because I don't play it, but I think they will ban people like live in the game.
Yes,
which is, that's impressive, because like I don't think any other game usually does that, right? Like,
not
unless
really.
It's like a filtered word.
No,
but I'm not sure if it's just filtered words in Rainbow Six. I thought it was even stuff where it's like somebody could see that and be like, oh yeah, that's horrible.
No, people have gotten taken out of matches like mid match. I think.
Yeah, I think so too. So it's like, you can do that. Like that's a thing you could do.
You have to basically be willing to shrink your player base.
Yeah.
Is
and that's
thing.
Another thing I wanted to mention a second ago is like Rainbow Six is not free to play, by the way. So like when they ban people like that, they like if they do a full like game ban thing, like that's a paid game that person can't play.
Yeah.
Like versus like League or something where like they could be hard on that stuff, but it's a free to play game. So it's like, are they really losing a lot? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's impressive that Rainbow Six does that.
On the other hand, if you buy a game and it has a terms of service, you are beholden to that terms of service.
Yeah.
If you buy a game and you say racist or misogynistic or transphobic things, as we have seen many Rainbow Six players say, and you get banned, you have zero people to blame but yourself.
See, that's the thing. It's like, even in Overwatch, we see names that are like that. We've seen
racist
names.
Yeah, Overwatch.
And I mean, they might be banned eventually, but like they were allowed to type in that name.
It takes so long to get somebody banned, I think, as far as that's concerned. And guess what? We see streamers all the time have multiple accounts that just get banned and they just come back.
Yeah, they rarely IP ban, which means like you just can't play the game. You could just have another account and play. I mean, XQC does that all the time.
XQC does it all the time. So, yeah. I really wish that they took more of a stance on this, because it is so...
I think they keep thinking that these new social features they do with like the endorsement system and looking for group will like clean it up. And I think it's helped a little bit maybe, but you also have to just moderate. You also have to just like ban people and stuff, and they said they're gonna be there. I think there's less, there was something recently where it's like there's only like two warnings now for like chat bans now, I think, or something like that, right? But like, I don't know, like you got to do more of that stuff, because I don't know, like it just makes the game not very fun. It actually like affects the game, people playing it.
Yeah. Well, you know. Good. It's good. Good chat about depressing stuff, but it's, I think it's important that we talk about this.
I think I was always afraid to turn off match chat because I was like, is it really that bad? Like, I'll get over it in the next game. But turning it off at the beginning when nothing even bad has happened yet has just made me feel a lot better. And so I don't know. I just hope that anybody that else has that issue, just mute it. You're not missing out on anything, really.
Yeah. Okay. I actually think we should skip the Michaels thing and just go straight to Telltale and just cap it off. Just make it
That's
a short episode.
Me.
Okay. So finally, because this wouldn't be a downer episode without talking about the news of the week, is like, man, RIP the single player narrative game god Telltale.
Yeah. That, I'm disappointed. So Telltale's shutting down. Well, I don't know. I guess they're saying they're not shutting down. Like the CEO said, we're not shutting down. We're just keeping 25 out of 250 people, in the offices to finish what reportedly will be like they're finishing the Minecraft Story Mode interactive Netflix show.
Yeah.
And they're maybe in other reports that they're just straight up not finishing the last season of The Walking Dead. But I have a feeling that once they finish whatever they have to finish, I'm pretty sure Telltale's gone. I mean, 25 people versus 250, like Telltale's effectively gone already.
I mean, to kind of give people some backstory on not Telltale, but I was laid off from my job two, three months ago. They kept a couple people on when our company was shutting down. They have to. There is a thing known as like closing procedures.
Yeah. And they said that too, I think, but then they also turned around and said like, oh yeah, these 25 people were working on stuff.
They're going to work on stuff until they are basically told to stop showing up to work. That's what's happening.
What I figured. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's because the process of closing down a company is actually more complex than people think, because if you go through bankruptcy, there's bankruptcy where you have to, and there was a really good Planet Money about this. There's bankruptcy where you're given the option to basically kind of consolidate your debts and sell things off and, you know, kind of shrink and you pay back the banks, basically. And then there's bankruptcy where somebody else has to basically take on your debt or else you are just gone. You're just gone. The lights are off. And that's what happened to my company is we were bought, you know, we were run into debt. We were sold off to a private equity firm. The equity firm basically used us as a credit card to pay back investors. They made a bunch of money and then they sold us to a liquidation company. And the liquidation company came through and sold literally everything that wasn't tacked down, including the real estate, including pens, highlighters, all that sort of stuff. So Telltale to me sounds like somebody mismanaged money somewhere and it's not coming back at all, ever.
Yeah, because they had a bunch of big deals with like, they had a potential one for like a Stranger Things game with Netflix. I think they had the HBO one for Game of Thrones. Like,
and the money ran out. Recently.
Yeah, and the money ran out. And like, the other big thing too is that like, they got no severance, like the people that don't have jobs now. And I don't know how abrupt it was, but they're just like, you know, 200 plus people just don't have a job now.
I mean, that's definitely something I also went through too, is like,
yeah,
we only got severance because the liquidation firm got it stuck to them as part of the deal. Mm. The liquidation firm basically paid our paychecks for, you know, a month or two.
Yeah.
And we had to, our health care shut down. Our 401ks got closed out. We ceased to exist as a company. And that's what's happening to Telltale.
And it happened pretty quick from what, you know, like you told me for your company.
Oh, yeah.
You always had, like, worries, but, you know, it was done.
The auction happened a week later. We started the process of basically shutting down. Coming into work every day and them saying, well, okay, we're going to pack up these desks now and these desks.
And, like, maybe we'll hear more next week if you're going to be, like, when you're going to be leaving or whatever.
Yeah, and then one day they just said, don't come back to work. We're done. Yeah.
And I assume they're like there's a lot of stuff on the internet about the Telltale thing, different reports, but it sounds like they sort of knew that stuff was not going well.
Yeah.
But to me, it seems like it was pretty abrupt if the last season of The Walking Dead, which they've hyped up a bunch, is maybe just not even going to be finished.
Yeah. Management keeps that stuff from people a lot.
Yeah.
But it still filters down. That tension and that worry and that anxiety filters down from the top because suddenly deadlines get real short and people's tempers flare up and, you know, things of that nature. Management starts getting really weird about stuff. Like, up until the point that we got like auctioned off, we were told that our building was getting renovated and that we were going to get a whole new like office building. It was really fucked up, you know? So it's like, I don't know. Like, it's hard.
I wonder about that too, because there was a lot of interview, not a lot, but there was a few interviews they came out with like people from Telltale. They were like, yeah, like after The Walking Dead, like we're starting a new beginning with like a new engine and we're going to like have these new games, new like series, not just the same stuff we've been doing. And I wonder if some of that was like the talk around, you know, almost like the renovation, you know, like, hey, wait, like Telltale's going to be in a, you know, a, their next like golden age or whatever.
Yeah.
And oh, by the way, we're out of money.
Yeah. I mean, like,
I don't know. It sounds horrible.
It sounds horrible. And it's like, I really wish that more of the gaming sphere would unionize. All of gaming would unionize, because that helps people get
this. Well, because it's not just a Telltale thing.
It's not. It's absolutely not.
This happens all the time.
This happens all the time.
A lot of smaller developers too. Telltale's a little bit smaller, but they're pretty big. Like for that, like the scope of their games, they are pretty big. But there are definitely smaller ones.
Unionizing helps people at least get out of these situations sometimes with a little bit more financial stability. But also we need, you know, unionization to get rid of things like crunch and things like that, just better working conditions. But it's like, the problem is that even unions don't save you from companies having management that mismanage money, like, or companies being bought out. Like, look at what happened to Gawker. Look at what happened to Gizmodo. Like, media companies left and right are ending up in the same space as, like, or Univision, rather. They're ending up in the same space as, like, the retail space, like Toys R Us and my company, basically. So it's, like, it's almost like, you know, unions are good, but let's also just get rid of capitalism.
Yeah.
And I know that so many people from Telltale are going to land on their feet. They're all really great designers. There's been so many people stepping up and being like, get, you know.
There's a hashtag going around of like
Telltale jobs.
Yeah.
Or hire Telltale or Telltale jobs or whatever.
Well, see, the other thing about this too that happens a lot is a lot of companies will like staff up, make a game, and then just like cut off everybody. Like just fire or get rid of a bunch
of
people.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah.
By the way.
Because that happens really consistently for games.
Oh, yeah, especially in the AAA space, too. Like, EA, Sony, Blizzard, like, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
You know.
There was a tweet that I was going to, like, I don't know, just, like, it was from one of the people that got laid off. And it just, I don't know, definitely, like, put it into perspective for me. Like, his name is, like, Brandon Chibenka? I don't know how to say his name. But he just said, like, you know, like, I got laid off at Telltale. None of my sleepless nights or long hours on weekends trying to ship a game on time got me severance today. Don't work overtime unless you're paid for it, y'all. Protect your health. Companies don't care about you.
It's so true. Yep,
that's it.
It's very true. Like, don't do it. Like, I got chastised at my old job for not wanting to work more than 8 hours. Like, basically treating my 8-hour shift as, like, start and finish, and not like working extra while clocked out. I never answered emails when I went home. I never worked any more than what they were going to pay me to do, because guess what? It doesn't earn you anything. All my coworkers that worked themselves to death at my old job, unemployed, same as me, in the end, didn't matter. Passion didn't matter. Loyalty didn't matter. I had people at my job who were there for 40 years who suddenly found themselves in looking for their second job of their entire life. Like, real fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And I think the game industry, as so many other people have covered before, plays on the, like, it's a dream job, it's a passion job, it's this, that, and the other thing, to sucker people in even harder than, you know, say, the retail sector, which is where I worked. Because no one goes into retail and it's like, yeah, I want to work for a mid-level department store. Yeah,
I'm passionate about a mid-level department store.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Versus like, yeah, I'm getting to work for Telltale Games, and then not realizing that, you know, you're just not going to have a job. And I heard of tales of people who had just started working at Telltale, like, not even a week ago. Like, why was this company hiring people?
Yeah.
You know? I like, we should be succinct here. We feel for the people who are let go by Telltale. Yeah. And we hope
it really sucks.
We hope that you get jobs And we hope that you're treated better in the next position you work in. And that people land on their feet. I don't even care about whatever games they're making coming out or not coming out. And I think that's a completely ghoulish thing to focus on. Like, yeah. Who cares about Walking people Dead?
Complaining about Telltale being bad or something.
Who cares about their fucking engine? Who cares about fucking Walking Dead? Who gives a shit?
I don't even play the Walking Dead games after like the first two. That still sucks.
Yeah. Even the sort of the sentiment of like, you know, well, now all these people are going to go on and form their own studios and stuff like that. Like what happened after Irrational, that's all well and good, but it's like, I just want these people to like be able to pay their fucking rent. Who cares? Yeah. Like starting a studio is hard work. It's money that a lot of these people don't have. So maybe let's just make sure that they can pay rent and eat food and take care of their kids and their, you know, partners and stuff like that first.
Yeah.
Versus like, oh man, maybe they'll make the next Walking Dead. You know, and it's like, okay, cool, I guess. Let's.
Gamers are garbage.
Yep. So I do hope that everything works out for people. And, you know, if you have any, if you're listening to our podcast and you have any jobs, put them on Twitter, put them on LinkedIn, put them on Facebook, get them out there to people because there's a lot of people looking for jobs right now. 250 of them, to be precise. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hashtag is Telltale Jobs, by the way.
Okay, Telltale Jobs. Yeah. Okay, so use that hashtag. Reach out to people. So, yeah. Yep. Anyway, I think that's probably going to do us for this week. Tried to keep it short. Never do. So, Tyler, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm at Tyler Culp, TylerCulp on Twitter. I'm also on Twitch at twitch.com or twitch.tv, /OtterXPop. And then my YouTube channel is youtube.com/Tyler_Culp.
Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter at Apple Cider Witch, also on Twitch at Apple Cider Witch. Also, both of us stream at twitch.tv/BlizzardWatch, where Tyler is also a writer as well.
Yeah. Yep.
But we also stream at Blizzard Watch. Also, if you are interested in knowing my thoughts about Gone Girl, I wrote a review for it over at Letterboxd. If you want to follow my Letterboxd account, we'll put a link into it in the show notes.
Yep.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Twitter at MISFcast. Also, if you like the show, rate us and review us on iTunes. It's super helpful. We also will read all of the reviews on
Give me those
the show.
Like film/TV recs.
Yes.
Send Halloween them. Things, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, send them on Twitter, or you can send it to our email at makeitsoundfiction@gmail.com. That's spelled out. Also, word of mouth really helps us get the show out there. It's super helpful. We also love to hear, you know, commentary, questions, all that sort of thing. Also, we would like to thank, as always, for our intro and outro music was provided by Maddie Myers, and you can find all of her stuff at middiemyers.net. That's MIDIMYERS.net as well. Thank you. We'll see you on the show this week, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.